Welcome, everyone. This is the Red Pill Live. I'm your host, Joseph Peterson, and I'm here today with Ian and Crystal. They're good friends of mine, and they are in the movement. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, but I really want to thank you for tuning in. It's been a while, but you know we're back because there's a hell of a lot going on. I know you can probably only see half my face on Periscope, but you'll see it on the official video. Anyway, Ian, Crystal, tell me a little bit about yourselves and what you've been doing. What have you done in the industry, Ian? I know you've done some work with We Are Change and, you know, other affiliate things like that. Give me a little background on yourself.
Yeah, you know, I've just been attempting to kind of get people educated about what's happening right now, that there's an awakening. I've noticed with just the average citizen that they're kind of noticing that things aren't as right as they thought. So with this happening, I'm writing for We Are Change. I have a couple articles out right now. One's on Royal Rife and his technology back from the 1930s. Now, this is crazy stuff that they had back in the 30s and has been suppressed for at least 80 years.
Ah. So, yeah. Was that cancer technology?
It was, actually.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, it was cancer technology that was actually able to pretty much denature the cells and make it implode on itself. It was interesting to research all of the topics, but as I kind of get out there, I'm trying to work with as many people as possible. So this is a collective thing. I know I can't do it alone. I know people out there can't do it alone. So if we can all kind of come together in the alternative media and start reaching out and developing the networks we need so we can beat places like CNN and Fox, that's where we're going to start getting our foothold. But until then, you know, I'm just keeping on the good fight.
That's it. How about you, Crystal? What brings you around?
I met Ian. I've been in industry for about 10 years, and Ian has awakened me, given me, you know, things to see, actually see a lot of it, you know, YouTube, things that I wouldn't have been exposed to before, and I just feel, based on the industry that I do for work and what I've seen, there's a huge disconnect, and we are not in good shape as the United States of America at all.
Right.
Things need to be done. People need to talk about it. They need to stop having blinders on.
Right. Well, you know, here's what I've noticed, and this is just me personally. I've been in this game since 2010. You know, I've done this site. I've done it from all different angles. I protested. I worked with We Are Change in Los Angeles. I founded We Are Change Hollywood. And, you know, so I've been out there on the field, and I've seen it from different aspects. I've met some of these experts that we talk about. I've interviewed them, like Jim Mars, Ted Gunderson. You know, there's a whole bunch that I have actually been able to sit and talk to and actually have real conversations with about what's going on. So through the years, I feel like I've become pretty well awakened to what's happening in this world. And I see, you know, that's why I started Truth is Scary, and that's why, you know, I do this Red Pill podcast. As much as it's inconsistent as it is, I just feel like my role now in the world, now, not just in the alternative media, you know, you use the term the alternative media, we're really the people's media.
Exactly.
And that's really what the alternative media is. It's the people's media.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the mainstream media is the government's media.
Yeah.
And it's the mainstream media. But we're the people's media. And the more mainstream people that wake up and start paying attention to the people's media instead of the mainstream media, I think the better off we're going to be. And yes, there's a huge awakening going on there. We are at a turning point right now. I think all of us can
And it's
tell.
All because of the technology that we're using right now. But imagine if we had Periscope 10 years ago, how things would have
it
been.
It is because of the technology, exactly. You know,
well, I mean, we can go live on Facebook and it can become a nationwide sensation. That
well,
people
we're not
will
being, it's not as censored.
Yeah.
No,
it's, and that's the issue, you know, and like in my industry, I have to be very careful what I say to, you know, people that I work with. But I try to give them small hints to kind of look at this stuff and research it on their own time and look at concrete evidence and make, you know, a judgment.
It's easier now to wake people up.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell
is.
You because you know why? It's right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer to the point where it's this secret backdoor knowledge. It's right in front of their face. I mean, even the average person is starting to question 9/11.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and,
exactly.
You know, that's
Did you hear
huge.
Talk about 9/11 that just released
yeah.
the classified documents?
And I heard they were very, like, they were lame, basically.
Yeah, they weren't
really
nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even, I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't actually
It's
the JFK report all over again. It's just another shady thing that they just wanted to get together so it could close the case.
Well, that's all they're trying to do.
Right.
It's too much in the, you know, too much in the public eye right now.
And you notice, like, you know, that kind of got buried in the media as well. You
don't even
see
them.
You don't even see that reported.
Well, it's interesting because I noticed yesterday looking at the first news that I had seen before the Erdogan and Turkey issue that, you know, with the co-op, the coup, was that it said 9/11 documents.
Right, that's it.
Came out, and then right away.
Yeah, this is the whole thing. Let's get into what's happening, the meat and potatoes of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So recently, over the last week, we have had another terror attack in France. And this time it was in Nice and it was on Bastille Day, which over there is a big deal.
Yes.
You know, it's them like celebrating their freedom. So, yeah. And it was a huge, huge celebration, and a guy in a huge delivery truck just barreled through a crowd.
Yeah. 200 plus people killed, injured, 84 killed. And yeah, it's just, I mean.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
You know what the biggest thing is? That, you know, Orlando happened and they called for guns. A truck happened. Are we going to outlaw trucks now? I mean, the tools that these people use, they're going to become inventive. They're going to become kind of.
Well, here's the thing over there, though. Gun control isn't an issue over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their issue. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do over there, they don't need to ban guns because basically they already are. What they're doing is imposing martial law. Mm-hmm. That's their solution.
Yeah.
So they don't need to go anything legislation with gun control or none of that. The issue now, they put them under, what is it? Anti-terror security protocol, which is martial law.
Yeah.
So right now, and France is like in mourning. They just had an attack not too long ago.
Yeah, the end of the month, right?
Yeah, and then now another one. I mean, there's something going on here. Obviously, they've become a target, and they've responded by really, really cracking down and taking away a lot of the freedom of the people that live there, who not necessarily had nothing to do with this, absolutely had nothing to do with it. They were the victims of this, but they now will suffer by loss of their freedom in under the guise of protection and security, you know, which now they need. And, you know, I'm not even getting to the point where I can say if this was a false flag.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know anymore because people are crazy.
And
I can see the...
Honestly, it's the lone wolf narrative that's really kind of... Because I heard a report saying that this guy was radicalized rather quickly.
Like rather quickly, yeah.
He wasn't... I mean, it wasn't like he had planned this for 2 years. No, it kind of just happened within...
He was mad and something snapped.
Yeah.
Now, I also heard they arrested 4 or 5 more people in it. So they're saying it was not a lone wolf. Yeah.
Okay. Because it was filled with grenades and stuff. So, I mean, they weren't messing around with this.
Somebody had to load it up, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they weren't messing around. There was an end game that was going to go that they didn't get to.
Exactly.
So,
and
lucky.
It might be, I mean, with the Brexit and everything, it might be just that the EU is trying to legitimize their protection again.
You know,
they want to make sure because Germany wanted to leave. Finland wants to leave. Scotland might leave the UK and join the United Nations or the EU. So it's going to become a whole big thing that's about to happen. So I think the EU is really trying to solidify that power.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably something the U.S. had nothing to do with.
Mm.
I would say if anybody was involved, it was the EU. EU masterminds over there, the overlords over in the EU.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I agree. I think that there's something. It's just a terrible thing, and this is not going to stop.
No,
but
you're going to see every week.
Yes.
I would have to guess we're on a chain reaction now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to that point now that honestly, what started the Arab Spring?
Yeah,
a guy that just burned himself alive at a grocery cart, and that sparked an entire riot in Egypt and most of the Middle Eastern region.
Yeah, so, but that was another forced coup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree.
They wanted to get rid of the leader over there, so there was all kinds of, you know, disinfo and agents in there, provocateurs doing that. As with Libya, any of these that happened during the Arab Spring was all provocateurs. If you look at the nations that they knocked off, you know, Egypt, Libya, was it Yemen?
Yeah.
They knocked off Iraq. They knocked off a couple, but they were all on the list of the Project for a New American Century. And Siri is on the list. Yep. And then look what they're doing right now, you know. So, if you really know the overall game plan, that's all part of it, you know. Yeah. And the World War III game plan is to destabilize the Middle East.
That's right, okay.
And then create a friction between Muslims, Christians, and the rest of the world. And that's what World War III is meant to be based on. And it's happening.
You can see, big time.
This is what bothers me. I've read all this. And like I said, I've researched really, really a lot on it.
Yeah.
And this was all written down. It's been a plan that's been laid out for years, three wars, the New World Order, the whole deal. And you read it and you say, oh, maybe this is just one guy's idea. You know, they'll never make it happen. And then you start to see it happen exactly the way they said it would.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize, okay, then I'm in the middle of this is really going to go. This is happening.
Time to be prepared.
This
exactly.
is and this is, I see now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally at the point where I'm seeing now is the time. You got to get ready. You got to get ready for war. There's going to be war in the streets. And this isn't even...
And what's the only continent that hasn't been in any kind of war, really?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but you know where our war is going to be? Civil.
Exactly.
But let's get to Turkey quick before we get to the civil war here, because we'll go to the U.S. first. But let's hit international Turkey.
Oh,
one day after the attacks, right? Erdogan, he's on vacation.
And he denounced the France attack. He's starting to become pro-Islam, starting to kind of pro-Israel, starting to back away from the more fundamentalist, become sectarian. And
no, he's not. He's going the other way.
He is.
He's going more pro-Islam. The secularist military wanted to take him out. Here's the whole deal. Okay, Erdogan has been favoring the more extremist, not the extremist, but more Islamic rule over there, and allowing them more, giving them a little more leeway within the government and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the military, which is secular, and they're also over in Turkey, a lot of Christians.
Yep.
You know, Turkey is a democratic nation, so it's very mixed.
Yep.
Those people are getting really worried about Erdogan and what he's doing.
That's what I
He's
thought.
Arresting journalists. He's taking away a lot of freedoms. He's making the country more like a dictatorship.
But they were doing that back with the military coup back in the 80s as well.
And guess what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. He got in because of a coup. Now they're trying to knock him out because of a coup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he wouldn't be in there if there wasn't a coup in the 80s.
No.
So it's the same deal. He was going too pro-Islamic. They don't want him. So this is what happened, was a coup. It didn't work. He came right back from vacation, had them all arrested. I guess he had enough loyalists in there. Who would go arrest them, and now he's claiming they're going to pay a dear price.
It was something like 2,800 plus people were actually involved in the coup.
Yeah, and so he's got over 2,000 of them already.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that they spread out. They're in Greece. They're in
They went to Greece. They said somewhere in Syria,
and they're spread out kind of among Turkey as well. So they're not just in the capital; they're in various regions. So this was actually fully plotted out.
Yeah, oh, big time! They waited for him to go on vacation to do this. It was
absolutely
smart.
Exactly.
Oh yeah,
that's
and it was
I
on
said.
The weekend. It was a Friday afternoon too.
Yeah, very well planned.
Went right into the weekend.
Yeah, very very well planned. For the same time that the 9/11 papers came out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, here's something I think the U.S. may have been involved in.
I don't disagree with you.
Erdogan has been, going more pro-Islamic, and they even have been rumors that he has wanted to change the Constitution to make it more presidential, meaning presidential, less parliamentary,
and more presidential,
giving him more power.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going that pro-Islamic route, and many, many people are really fearing, inside especially our government, because let's be real, Turkey's one of our biggest allies, and they need to remain a democracy, or it fucks up NATO, too.
Exactly.
This is a big NATO thing.
Because this is this is their forward operating
This is
base.
NATO, right? You can't have a rebel country in NATO, and he's basically rebelling against, he's going more pro-Islamic. So you wonder if the U.S. had anything to do with it, or if it was a warning, a little warning
exactly.
to him.
Exactly, yes.
Or something like that, because it didn't succeed. Believe me, if they wanted it to succeed, it would have.
Here's the thing. I've even noticed with some of the other, InfoWars and other things, they're taking the stance of, they're taking the stance of, pro-Russia, pro-US, pro-NATO. They're kind of sticking to the fear campaign that they're running right now with the whole World War III. Everything's right around the corner. Black Lives Matter, the Day of Rage, all this stuff is happening
exactly.
too coincidentally in conjunction with each other that is just overloading everything, so no one can get on top of anything that's happening.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
So much happening. Yes. It's overload. It's chaos.
And with the coup, I mean, my biggest...
Chaos.
You know, yeah. Absolute chaos.
And guess what? Order out of chaos.
Hey, that's exactly my next line. And that's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's chaos right now. You hit the nail on the head. You have so much. Like right here in our country, okay? So we got Turkey over there. Now, yeah, they're in martial law. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make this point. There are two countries in Europe right now in martial law. Well, one in Europe and one in the Middle East in martial law. Two democratic countries. These are not dictatorships.
You're right.
In martial law right now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, we all know anything that happens over there eventually
comes over here.
Comes over here. So, and we have a situation in this country mm-hmm. with, you know, Black Lives Matter and the whole police brutality issue that's coming up, which has unfortunately turned into a black-white issue.
Yeah, it has.
And it's we're very close to civil unrest unless
we
can really get cooler heads about us and come together and realize the common enemy is not each other.
Yeah.
And the common enemy.
Really
and
exactly.
I don't like to even talk like this, but the police... is really I don't want to it's beyond the police because the police are just
orders.
A branch
exactly.
of them
exactly.
But it's definitely
institutional problem
exactly. An institutional problem of authority, let's put it that way, in the way they're
I
trained.
I see that a lot,
and that's the real issue
mm-hmm.
And I think people are being distracted with black versus white and making it a racial thing.
They yeah. absolutely are.
Which is, that's what they want, because having us divided makes us easier to conquer.
Right.
Truly. I mean, even if you go back to biblical times, the Tower
Always.
Of Babel.
Right.
We were getting so advanced that we were going to build a tower to the heavens.
Right.
God said, why are you going to do that? I'll just divide you all and make you speak different languages.
So the aliens did that.
It made it something... Mm. That was kind of like, it's the oldest trick in the book almost. If you can divide your enemy, you don't even have to fight
them. Right, exactly. And they always fall right into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we've all, I'm sure, been a part of the masses and at one point mm-hmm. bought into the propaganda.
Mm.
You know, I know at one time when 9/11 was around, I
exactly.
was really mad at Muslims. I hated them, you know, blah, 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 till I really thought about it.
And honestly,
woke
you
up.
Realize,
yes, exactly.
That's the thing. They just want you
yes.
to believe with their story, and that's it. They're only giving you one side of the story.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, yeah, during the war, they dropped 34 bombs in one day. And, you know, those bombs kill people.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, like Joe Rogan would say, they're not here, but guess what? They're still here. They're still on this planet, and they're still going through that because we decided that we're better than them.
It's crap.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
But, you know, it's never going to change.
What do we do?
What do we do? We have to live our lives in a different way. In mm-hmm. other words, we have to keep doing what we're doing.
And it's awakened, really, the younger generation. Because I think if the younger
generation
really
But they're starting to see.
Mm-hmm.
For sure they are.
Because they're the ones most plugged into this technology
exactly.
matrix.
Yeah. Yes.
And they can get access to all this information. And they are starting to get angry. They really are. It's good.
Yeah.
Because they were lazy.
They
were lazy for a long time.
And as I've heard it, you know, you won't see the revolution televised.
No,
you'll
it'll be
it
on your
internet.
Phone.
Exactly.
Which will end up on your television.
Yeah, at one point or another. But
yes.
No, they won't. You know, the TV kind of appeals to a certain type of audience, older generation that looks for a certain type of status quo.
Right.
The rest of us don't want
That's
that.
Correct.
And we're using the internet and the distributed communication means that we have. I mean, we have technology now that back 20 years ago even was unfathomable. We would
right.
have supercomputers in our pockets.
Right. No, no, exactly.
That's
it's
so
just changed
true.
The game.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just, the fact that we can broadcast on Periscope to
right
as many
now.
People who want to watch it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yeah.
it, you know, just amazing. The fact that we can do a podcast, we can broadcast ourselves and people can listen. Back in the day when I was growing up, radio was it.
Yeah.
You had to work,
exactly.
you know.
And TV.
It was it.
You know? And TV, you know, I watched some of those old American Genius, the History Channel stuff. The TV industry was cutthroat back then. They tried to pretty much buy out the rights because they had more money.
Yeah. Because
they could
mm-hmm.
afford it. And
yeah.
that was it. And, you know, to have the American dream sold to me in school as, oh, you work hard and you make something and, you know, you'll live a great life. No, you have people that are going to
exactly.
try and undercut you and outcut you all the
it
time.
It doesn't work anymore.
And if they have
at
the
all.
Money, they'll do it.
American dream is no longer
no.
in existence. And even the people who used
no.
to come into this country thinking they could get it don't come in here anymore.
They don't even want to come.
You know, they're all worried about illegal immigration. Yeah. I don't even know how many illegal immigrants are even coming here anymore.
They're leaving.
They're leaving. Yes. Exactly right.
It's negative immigration.
It's just another way to divide people.
And look what happened. All right. If we really want to look at the outlook of what's going to happen with this presidential election, building an entire presidential election on immigration, look at what happened in the Brexit.
Yeah.
The sheer racism. I mean, 50% increase in racism right after the vote.
Yeah.
People just want to, I mean, people have lived there for generations, that Muslim, Christian, what, and they were just asked, they said, we voted to leave. You're out. That's it. You're leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these people are being fucking tortured over it, and it's crazy. I can't deal with that.
Well,
I don't want to deal with that. I mean, at this point, if that's going to happen in America, think about it.
The British people were upset that they were dictated and forced into immigration, you know, bringing in migrants, okay?
I don't disagree.
Now, look, it's very difficult when you have a culture that is run a certain way. And when you start bringing in massive amounts of people who are from a completely different culture, who will not assimilate well into yours, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I mean,
now it's one thing to bring in people in immigration on a normal basis because you maybe get 5-10 people coming there because they want that lifestyle and they want
that's
to
what they want,
and
yep.
That's what they want. These not only are the immigrants forced, or the migrants, they're not immigrants, they're migrants, refugees,
yeah,
being forced to go into a place where they may not necessarily want to be, that is not their home. They are being pushed onto a culture, a society that is
not only doesn't want them,
isn't used to them.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid of them because they have been made afraid of them.
Oh, yeah.
But yet they've been living amongst Muslims for years over there in England. It's very well integrated, but it's not packs of Muslims in one area. And that's what they are afraid of. And they are afraid of this radicalization that's going on. So EU was mandating this. And so the people said, no, we don't want to listen to EU. And plus, they didn't like all their austerity crap that they were throwing on them. And they're doing it to all the other countries. You know, they're doing it to all the other countries. It's just the leaders in the other countries have been able to hold their people at bay and not hold these kind of elections yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the people eventually in each one of those countries, as there are more and more problems, maybe some of them they will integrate well with.
Yeah.
But my question is, there are countries that they would integrate well with, but they won't take them. Why aren't the Muslim countries taking their own people in? People from Syria and that area are Muslim, right?
Mm.
Where would they assimilate better? In another Muslim country or in a country that is westernized? They don't tell me.
That brings the question. I mean, who created the situation in which there are migrants from Syria?
That's exactly
it was the Western nations.
Of course.
Exactly. So, you know,
what they're taking them in out of guilt.
Exactly. I mean, and yeah, I feel bad for what's happening in Syria because of how it's happening. They're just selling it in a certain way so that people will buy into it. But really, we don't know what's happening in Syria.
They're just cool. They're just trying to get the government out. And it's on their hit list.
It's not working. It's just not working right
now. They're getting
and that's where
even their fake ISIS isn't working.
Even Turkey. They were saying that, look, you guys came in and said, we're going to start this war with Syria and take on ISIS. We trained all these people. And then you guys left us and went to Ukraine. Remember back in
the day? Mm-hmm.
They went to Ukraine, left Turkey sitting there with
holding the bag.
Exactly. So they had to take on all of ISIS, working with these rebel forces. And then they come back, oh, why is Turkey working with all these people? What is Turkey doing?
Yeah.
No, he was just following orders directly from NATO like he's supposed to. That's kind of why they're in NATO.
Yeah, and I think he's rebelling a little bit against NATO.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it.
No.
They don't like it. But back to the U.S. Okay, so we have this part of what is fueling this racial and anti-authoritarian tension here in this country is this election.
Yeah.
Let's be real. This
absolutely.
Election is probably one of the worst contentious elections we've ever had. And we had two big news this week in the election.
Yep.
One was the fact that Mr. Bernie Sanders, the leader of the revolution, went and endorsed Hillary Clinton, his mortal enemy.
Yeah.
I knew that. I knew back in what March.
Well, you knew it would end up happening.
As soon as you
sooner
started seeing the corruption
later.
In the voting.
Yeah.
The
voting.
I mean, there's nothing that he could have done. He pretty much got shafted.
He had to. I hope his supporters realize that the reason he did it was he was A, strong-armed into doing it.
Yeah.
And B, if he didn't, he would not even be able to be at the convention.
Yeah.
He would not be able to keep his delegates. Right now, he still has all his delegates.
He does? Okay.
Yes, yes, because he endorsed her. It's a stupid rule of the DNC. This is what they won't, the media won't tell you this, because they want the people to turn against Bernie and go to Hillary.
Yeah.
So they like the fact that everybody you see on Facebook are going, ha ha, Bernie supporters, feel the burn,
exactly.
blah, blah, blah. They love that. But the truth of the matter is he had no choice if he wanted to keep his delegates and be able to go to the convention, hear his voice heard. Now, Franklin Roosevelt did the same thing. He had to, during, I don't know which one of his four terms he had to do it in. He did the same thing, went to the convention floor and ended up winning, even though he had endorsed the other candidate. So it can happen. Mm. So Bernie is hedging his bets. He at least now his voice can be heard at the convention.
I feel like Bernie.
He can't come out and say that, though.
Well, that's what I mean.
He has to
like
keep
Bernie
that quiet.
Has
so it's up
been
to.
Been in the game for a while, and I think.
He knows what he's doing.
I think.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean,
exactly.
If you look at his track record,
100%.
I mean, you can't call him fake. You can't.
No.
Everything that
exactly.
he was saying was honest and true. You could look back to the 80s. He was still saying it.
He had no scandals.
I saw something from
he
the
was
70s.
The most trustworthy and honest of all the candidates.
He said, oh, you guys want to see my tax returns? He
yeah, there was
out.
Shit.
Yeah, was
just
nothing.
His Senate salary. Yeah. He wasn't even taking any bribes or anything.
No.
What the hell?
Because he knows, and he's trying to save.
Yeah. So he
Help
was
us.
The most real candidate, and they squashed him, which they always do, just like Ron Paul.
Exactly.
Any of the most real people that you could actually trust.
Yeah.
He's gone. But now maybe he'll try and pull a coup at the convention. Who knows?
Let's hope. Let's
but at
hope.
Least he can be there and talk. His delegates can at least, you know, hold up signs for him and have a point. But again, it's all part of the fucking circus anyway.
That's it. Exactly.
Anyway, now here's the deal. I think the people are getting tired of the circus.
Oh, I agree with you
100%. Because look at their freaking choices.
Mm-hmm.
They are both bad. I don't think that either candidate has people who... There are some people who really, really like them,
honestly,
but a lot of people are voting for them.
Because they don't want to vote for the
other
person.
Guy. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, you know, my thing is I haven't voted since 2008.
I was going to say, neither have I.
You know,
no.
I voted in the primaries, but actually I haven't voted in the presidential. The last
I've never
presidential
voted.
Election,
I
don't think I was old enough.
Mm-hmm.
I voted in 08, and I voted for Obama, I admit it.
So did I.
Yeah, I admit
That's
it.
Funny
I admit,
you say
but
that.
I wouldn't vote for him in 2012.
Hmm. I don't.
I
Absolutely.
Skipped the election, and I was going to skip it this year, but I'm thinking probably the best act of rebellion for me would be to vote for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein.
That's what I was thinking as well. But they have to be on the ballot, and that's the one thing.
Are they on the ballot in this state?
I
think the Libertarians always get on the ballot in Connecticut.
I haven't heard anything quite yet, but I'm sure as the news comes out, we'll find
you
out.
You watch, because I read an article. Gary Johnson is up to 12% in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of for a third-party candidate. People are... If he's smart, he's going to capitalize on this and almost purport that, rebel against the system.
He's pretty much going to be Bernie Sanders 2.0.
Yeah. Rebel against the system, vote for me. If you're tired of the system, vote for me. The millennials will go for that because his platform. Because
think about this, just from imagine a four-party system instead of a two-party system.
Yeah, well, you had the Green
Democrats,
Party, too.
Yeah, the Green Party, Libertarian, Democrats, and Republicans.
Yeah, you got Jill Stein out there. I was going to say, I like, personally, Johnson out of the two because he's going to legalize weed, and I'm a weed, you know, advocate.
It's
I like.
No, he's outright, he's a weed user. He's a medical marijuana user.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So he's going to do it if he gets elected.
I don't, yeah.
So that's enough. Enough for me.
Yeah, exactly.
you legalize weed, I'm voting. You say outright you're going to not dance around like these other two assholes.
Exactly.
He says outright he will legalize weed. Bernie's the only other one who did it. You got my vote. Fuck off, everyone else.
Yeah. Thank you.
Honestly, but
so
but
true.
Jill Stein, you know, going into what we're here about the, you know, Jill Stein has said, you know, Edward Snowden, you know, the guy that pretty much broke the world to the world that, yes, what was confirmed 10 years
to get,
ago.
Mean to get the Americans used to it?
Yeah.
To get, okay.
So,
to desensitize us to the fact that we're being spied on, do you not think maybe Edward Snowden was purposely put out there?
Exactly. So that the people will know.
I mean, why would he be in Russia if he was purposefully out there?
Why do you think?
Because they have to make it look like.
Yeah, but this was years ago. This was years ago.
It doesn't matter years ago.
Oh, they've never. They haven't been sending operatives out
exactly
for years. Yeah. They haven't been doing it since the 50s. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
No, God forbid one of our heroes that we think is our hero could actually have been a plant or a ploy.
That's exactly
But you can't trust anyone these days.
Anyone.
I know.
Anyone.
I know. I trust that.
Many people you thought weren't sellouts have become sellouts.
Yep.
Every
the establishment has a lot of money, they have a lot of power, and they have a lot of influence. So I don't want to down, but Jill Stein has no chance of winning.
No, you
don't. Or no chance of making a dent, but I think Gary Johnson does.
Honestly, I think of the four, I think that it'll truly be between Stein and Gary Johnson over Trump and Clinton.
Yeah.
Really,
I wish it could go to that.
Oh, yeah.
If the people need to hear that, there is another option.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And really, honestly, libertarian politics isn't that bad.
That's what I said. It's not. Exactly. I don't get it.
It's kind of in the middle there.
Yeah,
it's like, more about liberty, freedom, less government.
Yeah.
The guys who legalize weed, that's all I got to say.
A good life.
And the good thing about Gary Johnson is he's got the legit government experience, both him and his running mate. And the public, whether you and I give a shit about it, doesn't matter. The public puts a lot of weight in that. So you've got two governors running who have already governed.
Big.
And Massachusetts is one of them's an ex-Massachusetts governor. That's an important state. You know, I don't know if
these
people like him, but that's a big state.
Yeah, it is.
If they are smart, they will really be capitalizing.
And on New England, pretty
big
much.
Time.
Yes.
If they
big
got
time.
Mass, New York, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, you'll not get New York from Trump, but you
don't think so?
No way.
No way. A bunch of knuckleheads.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. But no, it's just who knows. It's a circus, though.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I'll participate, if I vote for one of those guys.
Yeah. So really,
And anybody who out there who is voting and legalized weed is on your ballot. Unfortunately, in our state, we don't get to vote. Our legislature makes those decisions.
Yeah.
But in states like Massachusetts, there are a few other ones that are putting on the ballot. Please go out and vote. If you don't want to vote for president, I don't blame you.
This is
go vote
vote.
For
exactly.
medical. Go vote for it's, legalized weed or medical weed, whatever they're bringing in your state. Please do it because that's more important than anything.
Yeah. It really, really is. It really is.
For our humanity, legalizing weed is at least one thing we can latch on to and make us happy.
Yeah.
Not even just happy.
Medically better.
Yeah.
Weller.
Medically better.
Medically
you can
weller.
Make money off of it.
Right.
The whole, everything that it constitutes is.
Yeah.
Right.
And even everything that it can do outside of just
the only reason that people have an issue with it is because it's been in the black market. All the crimes are surrounding it for so long.
Crime bits
because it'll be gone.
But what happened with alcohol
once
prohibition?
Because it's on prohibition.
You can't forget alcohol prohibition. We sensationalize Al Capone in these figures. I mean, they just had the series Boardwalk Empire for years it was running. We sensationalize these people. So, I mean...
Yeah,
I think
they do now, drug kingpins, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're coming out with the Escobar movies and the TV shows.
That is true.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
is true.
We
the weed ones are boring.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
right?
they're funny. They're
right?
they're more of the stoner movie. Yeah, it's I mean, it's kind of like it's not the it's not what it used to be.
No.
And really with this legalization movement, you know, 80% of the cartel's money comes from marijuana.
Yeah.
So if we legalize it, I mean...
They cut out a lot of their income. They're going to have to go elsewhere.
And they're not going to be able to sustain it, really.
They'll just go to heroin. That's why heroin's getting bigger now.
They've
changed the market. Look,
that's
I'm old,
but
okay?
Who controls 90% of the opium?
The government, CIA.
Exactly.
Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Yeah, the CIA. We know that. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's all the government anyway. And now if we legalize pot, the government gets it any, too. They'll just get it legally instead of through the back door.
Yeah.
The government gets everything.
But I'm concerned
the Illuminati
about,
gets everything.
Oh, yeah.
But once it goes legal, then we have the issue of the government being involved.
But, the government's involved in liquor. The government's involved in everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be regulated. You have to live with that if you want legalization, right? That's not really legal. It's regulated.
Yeah. That's what...
But...
The medical benefits are definitely worth it. People need to really wake up to that because the possibilities are not even the research. Yeah,
we haven't even scratched the surface.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So let's get back to politics. We talked about Bernie and that and the witch. The witch mm-hmm. really hasn't done much. Mm-hmm.
Except the email scandals.
What is going on with the email scandals?
Oh, not the State Department. Like she bought her way out of it.
Of course
her
she
husband
did.
Met with the, mm-hmm. the freaking
FBI.
Yeah, I mean it's
no with the Loretta Lynch, and then she met with the FBI.
Yeah, I mean it's just you know forget it. That's over. That's so not going to see the light of day unless only through the people. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
and
there
I
was
mean,
all
do
the
we,
memes
does she
about
really
it.
Think that we're
yeah? I mean, that's
stand
the only way.
Around.
The people got to start spreading the word and get sick of it. But this is why they are sick of it. They know she's a criminal. They know she's a crook. They know
but
she's a liar.
No
what are they given? What is the choice? You're given vomit or shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
What is your choice? Here, eat vomit or eat shit. What do you want? You're getting. I say you whether you elect Hillary or Trump, you're getting fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
You, which way do you want it? You want you know
exactly.
where do you want it? You're getting fucked either way. Where do you want it?
Pretty much.
You know. So I mean, it doesn't matter. That's why you if you vote for either one of them, you know the only other choice is not vote.
Yeah, which that
if
doesn't
you're gonna
do anything.
vote for a third party.
Yeah.
Make a statement.
Yeah.
Who cares if they're gonna fucking win? If your state allows write in,
exactly.
write in your mother. I don't care. But don't vote for either one of those two candidates, or just don't vote at all. But please, you got to rebel against the system. This is our year. This is our time to do it.
That's I mean, exactly.
And I'm not about violent rebellion.
No, not at all.
You know,
not at all.
If you don't want fucking you know those people in there, then do something.
You don't
want
a
exactly
coup
it.
Like Turkey, then you got to vote for it to get the change you want. That's the problem.
So I mean, you got Trump now with this new guy Pence.
Yeah, Pence.
He just announced his thing this morning.
But
Pence.
I heard that he came back. He at first was like, oh, yes, I'll do Pence.
And then at midnight he was making calls like, oh, is this the right choice? Can I change my mind?
Well, I was questioning. Yeah,
second,
I was wondering about that.
I don't think he's the right choice. He should have done Gingrich. I really think
absolutely.
You have to sensationalize. Let's fucking go for it.
Right?
Gingrich, Trump sensationalized the shit out of this election.
Like, we need it. Exactly.
I mean,
Come on, man. Go for broke Trump
it's
Pence. He put this Tea Party old man in there. You're not going to get young votes.
No,
young nobody's going to get young votes.
No.
With this freaking
and what he
guy
was saying, but and, you know, truly listening to what Trump has actually been saying versus what the media has been saying, they have been kind of painting him a certain way. They have been painting him a particular way. But honestly, at the end of the day, you're still going to get fucked up. Like you said, at the end of the day,
dude,
you're going to get fucked up.
The man's insane. He's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
You want
to?
He's Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not see that?
That's what I don't get. How do people not see it? That's
he's
why I'm so sick of the
he's following
blinders.
Hitler's thing was we're going to make Germany great again.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Come on, guys. History always repeats itself. Here's your new Hitler. Are you going to put him in?
It worked.
Are you going to be as dumb as the Germans?
It worked. And if people don't wake up, they'll
do it
see
again.
It. Yeah. Oh yeah. And we're not even gonna.
We're not the same.
They
people
used
that
Hitler
we were,
to
though.
Start World War II. Why wouldn't they use Trump to start
For
World
three.
War III?
Mm-hmm.
But they'll use Hillary either way.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which one.
That's
what I'm
correct.
Trying
well,
to
honestly,
tell you.
Honestly, the people are fighting back. I've heard the people are fighting back. Guccifer too hacked the DNC. He got
that's look.
He got
what
of
needs
documents.
To be happening mm-hmm. is these fucking hackers, and I've been saying this on the thing for years.
And
need to get off their ass
and
do
start
doing
serious.
Stupid DDoS attacks and watch Mr. Robot.
Yes.
And fucking do something like
seriously.
That. Because they are, you know, they came out with
Why?
A bang and they have just been quiet lately.
No.
They have the power to shut down a lot of shit.
It's because
and
there's
be
no trust.
They have
it.
The power to
you
shut
can't
down
forget, you can't
almost
forget,
everything.
You can't forget what happened, though. I mean,
watch the Matrix.
The Sabu. I mean,
remember,
they had the
Sabu
problem. They don't trust. That's the problem right now, is that no one trusts anybody because
then
honestly,
somebody needs to go do it on their own.
Exactly.
One hacker can do it.
No,
he doesn't need the whole group.
He can't. No. At the complex levels of pen testing and stuff, no, you can't. I mean, you need multiple hackers if you really want to take down a place like Bank of America or the New York Stock Exchange. They have been fighting back. People haven't. It's not televised, but
well,
they had Project Mayhem. They had Op Icarus. They were shutting down all
oh,
central
right.
banks.
You're right. You're right. I saw something where JFK computers went down.
Yep.
I think all these things that they
oh,
say
the
are a glitch.
Yeah. No, 911.
I think all these things that they say are a glitch. Like you see these little reports.
They
and
don't
they,
want it.
I think it's hacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they are.
It is them making attacks, and they're doing like I saw JFK
they're,
got shut down. All the computers.
They're pen testing. That's all they're doing. They're just trying to figure out where the vulnerabilities are. From
yeah.
there.
They are.
I do believe, 100%. And I always have from the start, because I'm a big Matrix guy. And I know the heroes in the Matrix were hackers, and they took down the system.
Yeah.
And I see this thing, Mr. Robot, and I think the hackers have always been a big part of this, because this is all about cyber and technology.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for them to get off their ass.
And do something.
And really start doing some serious stuff. Mm-hmm. It's something I couldn't do myself, but I really have been waiting for that, and I want to see it. I really, really want to see it.
I know it's out there.
It is, and they have the tech, and maybe you're right. Maybe all these little things that we have been seeing are actually test runs.
I have been thinking they may be test runs.
I hope so.
I'm really hoping.
Just yesterday, they had the entire CT emergency broadcast system shut down for 10 minutes.
Emergency systems. It was more than 10 minutes, too, because I looked into it. They're having glitches, like you say, and it's intermediate, so they're asking everybody to call the towns specifically. But if you're traveling, what do you do?
You get a lot of these things, so you never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
And then they had one. I mean, honestly, I looked into it last night. They've had quite a few, and they had somewhat kind of like, are you serious kind of reasons. Like, one was a malfunctioning air conditioner. Caused their thing to shut down for 2 hours.
Right, I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
You know, I don't honestly, because they don't want to admit that it's compromised. Because then if they admit that it's compromised, that's going to cause panic.
Yeah,
I mean, think about that. The entire 911 system could get shut down.
Yeah,
I mean,
but how do the people not see the signs of this? I mean, you see something like that, look into it.
Because you have to understand that
and
the
realize, okay, this is an issue.
Do you not understand? They're asleep.
Yeah.
They're blinders.
They don't want to see it.
They're asleep. They believe. They listen. They don't even read. Look, let's get to our next point. Okay, they're so busy chasing fucking Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
That they don't even pay attention to the news
half the time.
And
they've been sensationalizing for a year.
I'm going to tell you something about this Pokemon Go shit.
It's very odd.
Look who is participating in it.
The millennials.
And the young voters that could be out paying attention to the election.
And doing something about it.
And doing something about it. This is who they're getting with this Pokemon Go.
Instead, walking off cliffs.
Yeah.
Going in roadways.
Chasing virtual things
that don't exist.
This just shows how this generation is so plugged into that they really are believing this is real. Like, that they're going and capturing these fake fucking things that
on
is just
screen.
Nothing but an image, a bunch of digital, and it means something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're risking their lives, risking other people's lives to do this. For what?
Yes.
For what? But
it's
not new.
They want to beat the game.
I don't understand how
people have been playing little games on these phones forever.
That's what I mean.
You spend playing Candy Crush and this and that, and now Pokemon Go. What else could you be doing with your life?
That's exactly. And they all originate from Facebook.
But then
are you going to
we'll
do
sit
with
here
for the
and,
most part?
And complain about the problems. I mean, you know, you'll see on Facebook all the time, oh, this happened to me and that happened to me and this. But it's like, okay, there are huge, major world issues, and you're worried about.
Yeah.
Water faucet.
Well, here's the thing with Facebook and Live and all that, and even Periscope. Everybody now thinks they are the star of their own reality show.
Mm-hmm.
They think
Aren't they though?
They always are. In the world, you are the star of your own reality show. In your own mind, you always have been. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's an opportunity to really
it's
manifest
kinda like,
that and make it into reality. Yes, we are the stars of our own. Yes, yes, true. But now it has taken it to another level.
Yeah.
It really has.
Big time.
Yeah, where people actually can now watch. It's like the Truman Show. Do you know what I mean? And you know, they're setting up this world, so there's going
to
be cameras all over. How long is it before you could watch everything?
They're everywhere. Exactly. Everything.
You've probably seen, what was it, Dinner with Andrew? Or
oh,
like
would
that.
The two guys just talk the whole time?
Yeah, and yeah, it, and
people
and
really are
about,
watching this.
No, this is one about the.
It's a movie.
Yeah,
my
the
dinner
main
with
character.
Andre.
Oh, Dinner with Andre. That's what it was.
Yeah,
and he talks about New York. I mean, think about it. We're literally creating our own prisons with these cell phones.
We really are.
And we're putting out so much data right now that there are companies that pay to take in all of this data.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine
it's a complete business.
Yeah.
It's a whole new enterprise that did not exist before.
No.
It's a whole other world.
I mean, think about it. We have data entry positions. Just entering
data
onto a computer.
Yeah.
That's an entire position.
Yeah.
That's it's unfathomable. And in another 10 years, imagine where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No. I don't know how we're going to be in another 10 years.
Oh, man. Someone was telling me that transhumanism is like 60 years down the
road. It is.
And it's crazy. And it's crazy
it
because I remember 10 years ago, they had iRobot come out, and everyone was going crazy because it looked so real.
Yeah, well, here's the bottom line. It's the beginning is the smartphone.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is artificial intelligence. This is intelligence that's artificial that people are using as their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Young people use this phone as their intelligence. Mm. They don't read books. They don't ask questions. They go to Google now.
You're
this is their
correct.
Brains.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is why the Pokemon Go, it is a psyop. I put posted articles on Truth is Scary. It's a CIA-based program, as is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is a CIA. If Google Maps is involved, then it's CIA.
Yep.
I mean, let's be real. Now, the purpose of it is, of course, let's see how much we can make these. Yeah. It's a psyop. It's just like the ALS bucket thing. Let's see what we can get them to do.
It's
the Red Nose Day. What is all this crap that these people do? It's meaningless.
Wanna,
it's a way to
they
see.
They want to see who the slaves are.
Who the sheeps are.
That's so true.
It is absolutely who's participating in that.
And those that don't participate, those are the ones
they
that
want. Yes,
at.
That yeah. get looked at.
They're
exactly.
Looked at.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because
you're right.
Weird. Because personally, I saw that. I played it for like 2 days.
What?
I played Pokemon Go for 2 days.
I couldn't be
and
bothered with it.
I'm about to throw you out of the studio.
I could not even be bothered with it.
The fact that you even put that on your phone.
Now you take
your phone now and break
watching.
It and throw it away. I cannot believe you even did that.
You should have seen
see,
it.
See, this is
you should see the town that's right next to us. You go on the streets.
Oh yeah, there's people all over the place.
I haven't seen any, but there's zombies.
No, they're going crazy
where
over
live,
where we are.
They're everywhere. You see them walking down the road. I mean, they're at bus stops.
We had
them walking
with the
phones.
They're just doing
like
it
this.
At
yeah.
the school. We saw two kids walking around the parking lot, and my other director over there, Carol, walked out, and she goes, "Are you looking for Pokemon? Get out of here. We have no Pokemon here."
Did she really?
And she put a sign up. It says, "Pokemon Free Zone."
Did you hear about, there's
oh, my
church.
Gosh.
Because we don't want people wandering around our parking lot. We're a weed school.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
Doesn't look right.
Kids.
That
you
doesn't
know
look right.
I don't want kids wandering
Well, why would you want kids wandering around the parking lot anyway? It's like, really?
I'm a weed school. Get out.
Do you remember having the German?
I'm busy in the back.
They
Leave me alone.
The Holocaust.
Get away from here.
They had the Holocaust Museum. And guess what they had in the Holocaust Museum?
Pokemon?
A gas Pokemon. In the Holocaust Museum.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're really getting crazy.
No,
they should do Grand Theft Auto Go.
They said,
yes,
oh,
I saw
my
that.
God.
GTA Go. Oh, man, you got to pick up guns along the way.
Oh,
virtual
man,
hookers.
It's going to be a
and there will be
an
actual hooker there then.
GTA Go. Who runs that game? Call them up now.
Yeah,
I got a million
yeah.
dollar idea. That's but that'll take us right to the purge.
Oh yeah,
you know
it really will.
It
really
will.
Did you
see the purge?
No.
Oh God, I
we
love
did.
The new purge.
It was good.
It was honestly, and it was very allegorical
and
to,
is,
what, to what the
election
course, was.
Of course, why do you think they're doing
exactly.
it? Exactly. The purge. You really saw
that's
that.
Why, of
oh,
course,
yeah.
I did. I'm like, I might as well see. I'm.
What
I'd
to
rather
expect?
See exactly.
What can I expect?
Yeah.
You know. Prepare yourself.
Why not? It
well,
was
I
so realistic to
I am at the point, I'm really at a turning point now because I see what's happening and I know now. It's over.
Big
we're
time.
We're at the we've crossed the point of no return.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're at the point where it's going to be war on the streets soon.
Soon. Oh, yeah.
So I have two choices now. I'm getting my mindset is good now because I don't care
anymore
exactly.
about
anything. Mentally, I really I could
You
right
too.
Now, I hate to say it, I could kill zombies right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to.
Oh,
that
I would love it.
I would
love
to kill some
zombies
right now. So a switch
Walking
flicked off
Dead
in
styles.
Me. I am not angry. I'm not angry.
No, exactly.
I'm not going to participate
don't care
in no, I just
anymore.
Don't give a shit no. anymore about anything.
No.
And that's a freeing feeling.
And you know what?
Yes.
The amazing
it's
part.
A very freeing
yep.
feeling.
It,
it
gives
really
you the
is.
Time to actually pay attention to the things you want to.
Right.
Which is the greatest part.
Right.
I
and
mean,
that's
I
what
stopped,
I'm doing.
I stopped watching CNN. I stopped
oh,
watching
I don't
the
watch
news.
I watch
news.
It just to see what
yeah,
they have
see,
to say
yeah.
and laugh.
Exactly.
And, honestly,
and laugh.
I just watch every like 2 weeks just to make sure I stay current. But most of my information I get right off of Facebook.
Yeah.
I get, honestly, I follow all the places and I make sure, you know, I don't know if people know this, but Facebook has an algorithm. And this algorithm will generate the content that you see.
Absolutely,
so if you
it does.
Like and share certain things, it will give you back those certain...
Right. Oh, I know that.
Typical styles. Now, you know, people that like the cat stuff, hey, that's great for
that's
you.
That's what they're
so
going to see.
That's all they
I
see.
I use the tool. I use my hammer called Facebook, and I use it properly. And I make sure I stay informed on what's happening.
It's not just Facebook for me. I mean, I get
Twitter
it from all
and,
over, all over the place. You have to. You have to be multi-sourced.
Yeah. Especially today, because you'll get 7 different reports on the same thing, yeah, and exactly. They'll all say different things.
Yeah, I mean, I spend most of my night on the internet researching. Oh, yeah.
Same because, here. You know, same here.
My computer's hooked up to my TV.
If I want to see what happened, I can turn on mainstream news. It's going to tell me there was a coup in Turkey, and it's going to give their version of
exactly.
it. And it's going to tell me there was an attack in Nice. It'll tell me the things that it wants to tell me what's going on. Mm-hmm. I will go then to the internet and say, okay, now what's really going on? I'll go to RT.
Exactly.
Or I'll go to the European news networks.
Yes.
Have more realistic and more...
The European ones, for sure.
They tell the truth more. They really
I
do.
Mean, but then... You know, I
mean, they have their own spin on it, yes,
and
but
have,
it's
I
not
mean,
our spin.
Like
that's
RT.
The truth, exactly.
I was listening to something today, and they were talking about, you know, RT will bash American propaganda. But when it comes to Russian propaganda, they're all for it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know. So if you want to find out about Russia, watch American news. If you want to find out about America... Watch Russian news.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen that.
That's
I've
true. That's now, that's
it's,
true.
It's kind of paradoxical at this point. Why do I have to go to another nation's mainstream
to
media
see it.
To get information
my
on
country.
My own country?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
You know? but they'd rather distract you with Harambe and the gorillas or where people go to the bathroom because those are critically important
did you
things
watch,
to our
you
life.
Watch a mainstream news story, and you know neither. There's enough to fill up a broadcast with real news.
Yeah.
Real news.
Yeah.
From
absolutely.
Around the world, but you get 10 minutes of
the,
news
but
from
what is
around
it?
The world, and then you write.
Bleed it leads. That's it. That's the main that's,
stupid shit they put on there.
The
waste.
Stupidest.
And it's not necessary.
No.
Right now, especially, there's tons
there's
of news.
Too much
there's plenty
stuff.
Of news.
And that's
too
what
stuff.
Amazes me is I went to one around here, mainstream media source, and I looked and I'm like, I know all this stuff is going on. And there's like nothing.
No, they don't talk about
it.
They'll talk about crashes and murders. And,
well,
and
the local news is meant for that. But
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about
I don't
local
agree with
news.
That.
I've seen on this station here we have, they sometimes plant stories on local news, really low local news.
I have noticed
that. Are truth. Like they planted like the planet X coming that they discovered, the ninth planet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on Channel 12 local news before anywhere else.
Really?
Yes. I didn't see it till a day or two later on mainstream. So they sometimes throw little stories into local.
Yeah.
That because look, you know the pack
the
that they
planet.
Have. They
well, that's exactly
they
it.
They have to put the truth
out
there.
Yeah.
They have to, but
and
it's just a matter of how they do
it. Yeah, exactly. And they want to make sure that it happens properly, but you know, CNN doesn't need to fill a half hour about a gorilla.
No.
You know, I mean,
that's not what
they make
for.
Specials about it.
Oh, I know.
It's
ridiculous. They're probably going to make a whole three series event about what happened first, about how the kid got there, and then what happened when the kid fell in, and then the aftermath.
And then it'll be like gorilla, then the alligator.
Yeah.
And it's when animals attack, you know, and though. You know, there's a show on called The Zoo. Have you ever seen a TV show called The Zoo?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
No, have you seen a lot of animals attacking humans lately? Have you noticed? Look, I've never seen bears around here.
Right?
They've had bear sightings around here. You know why? They're coming down from the woods looking for food.
Yeah, because everything's dying up
it's
there.
It's a drought, right. Yeah. It's dying up there. So you watch that thing about the animals turning on the humans. It's not too far from reality.
Well, either that or they're trying to tell us you guys are fucking stupid.
You can't forget, though, that the Hollywood actors and actresses, I mean, they're kind of connected with the whole thing. So they will subversively get things to us without having to tell us straight up.
Well, they're supposed to.
You know, and
it's part of their job.
Yeah. And, you know, right now, all this stuff that I see out there, it has a true element of truth to it.
Yeah,
it's everything I watch,
it's
I try
to desensitize you.
Yes.
Why do you think there's so many alien movies out there now? This is all meant
to
desensitize, because once you've seen it on TV,
you're
it makes it more real and used to it for you.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing all this crap on TV, and not the real stuff even that's happening.
They've
already planned you with this with stuff on movies years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, think about this, Independence Day.
Right.
It just came out with Independence Day 20 years later.
Yeah. Why? Because.
That's a good question.
But, you know, this is the whole thing. I'm old enough to see the cycle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was born right in the beginning of the 60s. So I saw, as a young kid, I saw Kennedy get killed. My mother sat me down in front of the TV, even though I was only like 3 years old, sat me down and said, this is one of the most important things in your life, and you need to watch this. 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Next thing I, you know, and we're seeing race riots. Yeah. I saw the whole civil rights.
Yep.
Martin Luther King get assassinated.
But the amazing thing, we're in 2016.
And it's this is my point.
Exactly.
Here it is. It was happening then. And then it's happening now, and it's
the same thing.
But
we have the Soroses and the Rothschilds getting involved, and they're kind of making it, they're utilizing social media now to kind of get what they want. I mean,
yes.
The whole Black Lives Matter at Ferguson is backed by Soros.
Dude, it is co-opted beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's involved in Black Lives Matter is just playing into the game of the system, whether they know it or not. And believe me, the people at top running it know it.
Oh, yeah.
The ones controlling the money. I mean, this is an older, this is not a brand new movement.
No.
It started with Trayvon Martin, and that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but and even...
So this is, by now, look, all these movements that start as grassroots end up being co-opted if they live last long enough.
Yeah.
Occupy got co-opted, and Black Lives Matter has now been co-opted. It's a fact. So, you know... And because it's being used to create racial divide and tension. I mean, do you know about Helter Skelter? Do you know what Helter Skelter
is? Yes, I do.
All right, who predicted Helter Skelter?
Oh, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh.
You don't know.
I don't. I
you
should
don't
know.
Know.
I bet you all know when
Charles
you say
Manson.
That's right. Of course I knew
all right.
that.
So Charles Manson predicted a race war back in the 60s. And he was preparing his camp for the race war that was happening. He called it Helter Skelter. And he said the government was behind it and they were trying to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it was going to happen. He got the motive. He got the name from the Beatles song Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
But Charles Manson predicted this years ago.
Mm.
And it's happening now.
I don't doubt that.
It's Helter Skelter. That's what it is.
It makes me wonder, you know.
It's divide and conquer. Look, the racial divide has been here for years.
But it's just because they look
they've been
different.
Treating
That's it.
Black people like crap.
Yes.
Forever.
Ever.
Ever since the Jews
but
back
for
in the
what?
Day. You know the Jews that were enslaved back in the days? The Hebrews were black. They were African, yes. So they've been enslaved. Since back then, the real Jews are not the Jews that you have here. They're Khazars. They're all converted.
Yeah.
The real Hebrews are gone. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. The Jews right now are
but
Khazars.
Even, like,
they're all converted. You can look that up. I don't want to get into how that happened, but it's a very old
American
story.
American slavery
predicted in the Bible.
Was a new kind of form of slavery. Like how we treated blacks in America was totally different than how we did back then because we would actually enslave them and their children.
We enslaved families.
Oh, yeah.
No, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Greece, back when they had slaves like that, it ended that when you died. Like, your kids were all right. They wouldn't become slaves. No, like, we actually made them indentured.
Oh, yeah.
We took entire, like you said,
We've
slave
kept
families.
Slavery going.
Oh, yeah. And I mean,
with the military, not with the
welfare
prison.
System.
Prison.
Yeah.
And welfare system.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept it going in a different way.
Yeah.
And now
exactly.
that it's not just against blacks, everybody's enslaved with debt.
Yeah. And that's how they want it. That's our prison
now.
Exactly. I mean, that's what people need to realize. Yes, blacks, you were treated bad. And you know, reparations, I think, may be a bit too much. But now we're all being treated like slaves. And that's what everybody needs to realize. We are all
it's
slaves.
It's really us against
and,
them.
Yes.
It's
and
not,
that,
it's not
no,
white
not really
black.
Yes.
White. No, we're all slaves. We're all trapped in this fucking matrix.
To the elite.
To
that's
the
it.
Elite. And that's what they have to realize. The police are a tool of the elite. The
yes.
government is a tool
yes.
of the elite. You don't necessarily have to go out and beat, you know, have their look.
You're not doing
the part of any
going
movement.
Out like
there
that.
Is that violent revolution part that is the street level part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there has to be change where the government itself has
operate.
To move,
yeah.
has to get out, has yeah. to be
big
toppled.
Time.
But and here's the thing. Right now we have the elections. This election year, it's something like 400 seats are up.
Yeah.
So we can make a whole new Congress if we wanted to. But we need to start it now.
Well, exactly.
We need to start pushing now because
honestly,
before it's too late, guess what? It's just going to be the same old system.
And, yeah.
And I don't hear anyone talking
worse
about
system.
The fact that
big
Congress
time.
Is up. Like we could change Congress.
I wanted to mention, did you know that they authorized the UN to come into the
yes,
UN
I did
troops?
Hear about that.
Are
they
you
can
kidding
enter?
Me?
No, and the government actually owns all property, water, transportation.
Yeah.
They own everything. They can make you work if they want to.
Yeah,
yeah, I did see that.
You
I
know,
heard that.
Things are going to change here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the system. Things are going to change.
Big
things
time.
Are really going to change big time.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun.
No.
And this is what people I'm saying. Really, we got to be ready for war. Yes. I'm not a gun advocate.
And here's the thing. It's the older generation that's just trying to hold on to power because guess what? Automatically, the younger generation is inheriting it.
Yeah. And we're inheriting the crap.
Exactly. And that's the problem, that unless the younger generation gets involved now to head it off, we're going to inherit crap.
Yeah.
But you can't polish a turd, but if you got rid of the turd and started fresh, I'm sure you'll have something better.
That's what we got to do, clean up the turd. Clean up the turd, stop polishing it. But listen, we've been on an hour, which is good. This is the longest it's been for a while, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Guys, thank you for coming. Ian,
no
Crystal, thank you for lending your opinions. I really appreciate it.
It was
fun. I hope people really
This was awesome. I hope people listen. I want people to tune in to truthisscary.com. Also, see us on Facebook, Truth is Scary, on Twitter, Truth_is_scary, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. We're on all these different things. Yeah. Please follow us, support us, Periscope. Ian, I know you got a couple things going on. Do you have any website you want to plug real quick?
Yeah, I have wearechange.org. It's my microblog that I work with a couple people over at We Are Change. And we're doing,
Luke Radowski,
yeah,
good
Luke
guy.
Luke Radowski.
Like I said, I was a former, I'm still a member, I guess.
You're still probably a member.
Come check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. See our articles. We have a bunch of people out there. They're really good at what they do, and we're just trying to get the facts out there right now.
Exactly. Cool.
So, very good.
Thank you for having us, Joe.
All right, guys. Legalize weed, everybody, on Periscope. See you later.
Hey, stay elevated.
Always.